Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another Saturday morning of brilliant mortgage dialogue with our friends here.
Brilliant.
I am Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com. I am joined by Tress Collins and inappropriate Uncle Bubba, who has been traveling the world and is here to share all of his escapades with us. And we are talking about home loans where rates have hit all-time lows. At TexasLending.com, we have hit all-time highs in terms of mortgage applications and loan locks. And inappropriate Uncle Bob, I think we're going to lock $250 million of loans in the month of June here at the TexasLending.com. And so that is a record for the little tiny shop that we have over here. But we want to share with you that we have some of the lowest rates in the state of Texas, if not the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas. So inappropriate Uncle Bubba inappropriately slurping his drink over there in the corner on the air. What are you up to?
Oh, not much. I'm still fighting a jet lag of 3 hours from.
Is that an Arctic suntan?
Yes, it is. The sun was shining brightly in Alaska.
Is it always up all during the night?
Yes. Yes, so, it never was completely dark.
So what were you doing in Alaska?
I was there to wed my daughter off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Aww.
Off.
Was it a good trade? Did you get anything for it?
a new family of weird people, but yeah.
Weird but acceptable, or weird but not so much.
Everybody's acceptable in my life,
and most people are weird.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Tress Collins, good to see you. I haven't seen you. We were gone last week, so I haven't seen you a couple weeks. What's happening in your world?
Oh, my gosh. Well, like catching up in our garden. It rained while we were out of town last week, so that was nice. And our garden is flourishing. We have more peppers. All of our peppers in our garden, they are so hot. Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting there sampling them. So we have these little Cajun bell peppers, and they're just like itty-bitty-mini bell peppers. And you think, oh, it's going to be sweet because they're red, like a red bell pepper. So I take a bite of it, and I'm like, oh, that's sweet. And I'm like, oh,
Are they supposed to be that hot?
I don't know.
Oh.
Never grown them before.
But they're bell peppers, but they're hot.
It's a hot bell pepper. I felt like I could breathe fire hot, but it was tasty. I'm like, okay, I have a hot garden.
Well, here's what we have for you. We have mortgage questions that can be answered. And if you're driving around out there and you're thinking, I really need to save money now, especially things closing back down for many people, we feel sorry for you that your businesses have been shut down by things out of your control. And we want to help you out. But one of the ways we want to help you out is to try to save you money, maybe get cash out of your home. Get in touch with us up here. We want to answer your questions. So you can text us, 972-387-4600. That's 972-387-4600. That's the same number. You can also call us at TexasLending.com. We have loan officers here live every weekend, and the hardest working people work on the weekend. They're going to be here during the weekend. They're going to be here during the week at 972-387-4600. Make sure you apply at TexasLending.com. The way it is you tell us what your current rate is in your mortgage if you're trying to refinance. Tell us what your current home value is, how much you currently owe, what your credit score is. We'll be able to give you an idea how much money you can save. If you want to get cash out, it's the same situation. If you want to get equity out of your home, give us that same information. Tell us how much cash you want to get out. We can tell you what kind of loan you might be able to get there. And on a home purchase, you tell us how much money you make, what your down payment is, what your credit score is. We'll be able to tell you how much money, how much home you might be able to afford. So get us your credit score, how much money you make, what your down payment's going to be. We can tell you how much home you might be able to afford. Okay, Tress, the world has changed since we got here.
I know, crazy.
And so
has it really changed that much, though?
Yeah, it has. It's warmer now than it was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
The world has changed since we got here last. And it's hotter in many places, more than one, right? More than one spot. Mm-hmm. But, Tress, I want to know, what have you heard about the mortgage business since we've last talked? What are your questions that you have for us before we get to the questions from the folks?
Well, my biggest question is that have you found that since businesses have been opening back up, I know they're stalled now, but since they've started opening Texas back up, have you noticed an increase in people buying homes?
I can say this. There's a lot of people moving here. Mm-hmm. And people in Texas typically, my experience from coming down here from up north 20-some years ago, my experience is that Texas people, they have a lot of belief in the future, and they have a lot of ideas, and they have a lot of business acumen, and they're very excited about things. And in the past, that contributed to a lot of credit woes. We had some of the lowest credit scores in the country because people are always putting stuff on credit, betting on the future. And so, but there's a lot of people moving here, and there's a lot of businesses that are coming here, and although there was a shutdown, people stuck through it. A lot of people did, and so their businesses are back. Home purchases back in the month of April dropped significantly, but then they rose in May. And right now, our home purchase applications are about 30% above where they were last June. 30% above last June.
Wow.
And so, and obviously our refinances are about 500% over last June, because you're at the lowest rates of all time. You're looking at potential 15 years at 2.25 for some people with the right loan size, the right credit score, the right equity amount in their home, and whether they want to be paying closing costs or not. And then we have some 30-year rates in the twos as well. And so these are the lowest rates of all time. And the most amazing thing is some people say, I'm going to wait to refinance. I'm going to wait for a better deal, which is the craziest thing, because you're at the best rate there's ever been. It's like the 1970s and Bo Derek walks by and you go, I'm going to wait for the next one. I'm going to like the next girl. You know?
How many listeners do you think even know who Bo Derek is?
Good point. So yesterday, a lady that I had contacted, I got an email back from her. I hadn't been able to get in touch with her, and said, me and my husband have decided to hold off. And I said, why?
Right.
And she
said,
what
are you waiting for?
We have two liens. She gave me the whole spiel. We have two liens. The value of our property is $700,000. We owe $370,000. We have two liens back in 2011, but somebody told me it's going to be a cash out. And I said, who told you that? And they said, it's because there's two liens. It has to be a cash out. I said, no, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be a cash out. And besides, if it was a cash out, you had more than enough equity to offset any kind of cash out
requirements.
And she said, really? I go, yeah, really. So she sent me her information. She sent me her information.
Mimosas at
7:30. In 20 minutes, I had put her and her husband's information together and sent her an estimate for. She just wanted a 30-year older couple. Just wanted to lower their payments. So it was 2.75.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were paying 4.5 and 5 on their two liens.
But they didn't want to do it because someone told them not to. And you know what? Here's the thing.
No, they do want to do it.
I know. But but someone told them not to.
Yes. Somebody said it's going to be a cash out.
Well, here's the thing, though. When they made the cash out law in 1997 and it got voted into law and it became possible for people in Texas to get equity out of their home, they had this rule in there, once it's a cash out, it's always a cash out. Mm-hmm. Now, that didn't mean anything to anyone because they didn't know what that meant. Cash outs can have some higher rates. Well, not if you have over 40% equity in your home. And if you have a cash out loan for over 12 months, about 3 years ago, I think it was three, maybe 4 years ago now, they got rid of the requirement that once a cash out, always a cash out. If you have a cash out loan, 12 months later, if you want to refinance that into just a conventional loan without any cash, you can get the conventional interest rate. You don't have to have the cash out rate. So you can get cash now, and you can always refinance that into a regular conventional loan. In regular conventional loans, I do have potential rates in the twos, and for the 15-year and the 30-year, and we even see some cash outs as low as 2.875. If you have a lot of equity in your home, if you have a nice loan size, it's possible to get really nice rates on these cash out loans as well. So get us your text, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Trust, do you have any questions for us?
We do. We already have texts coming in. Somebody's asking, looking to refinance, they owe $484,000, 3 years into a 30-year fixed VA with 3.85, house is worth $595,000. Wife and I have a credit score of over 820, combined income of $200,000+. What kind of rate can we get on a 20-year?
First thing I want to say is, there's at different times over the last couple decades, I've seen a lot of differences. We get into these time periods where, for example, at one point, there was a time when the 15-year rate was 0.25% lower than the 30-year rate, and that was going on for 5 or 6 years. And then it got to a situation where the 15-year rate was about 0.75% lower
right.
than the 30-year rate. And in between that 15-year and the 30-year is the 20-year.
Yeah.
And there was a time when that 20-year got to be about 0.25% lower than the 30-year mortgage. Right now, it's not too much different between the 30-year and 20-year. However, you can always go to a 20-year if you wish, or you can go to a 30-year and just pay it off in 20.
Or a 25-year, which we've been doing a lot of loans.
And inappropriate Uncle Bubba's doing a lot of 25-year
yes.
loans. But you can do a 20-year, and that's fine. I'm just letting everyone know that that's the situation. Now, they're at 3.85. I'm going to assume the rate's 3.875.
Yes.
Because rates go in eights most of the time, unless some marketer's trying to market you with a 3.99% rate, 2.99 instead of 3%.
Their actual 4% rate is 3.99.
Yeah, and so the marketers try to sell that to you. But I'm assuming they're at 3.875. It is possible to get a VA down near 3%. Now, here's the deal. The person on this loan has a very large loan amount. Mm-hmm. If they saved 1% on that mortgage, they would save $400 a month. The VA, because we got to roll all the closing costs in, what I mean is lenders have fees. They have things they need to cover. They got to pay for underwriters. They got to pay for processors. They got to pay for all these things. And so this person's probably going to get this somewhere down the near the 3% range on a VA refinance. They can also consider – here's the thing is I was going to say consider a conventional loan, but they might not have 20% equity in the house yet. So in order to have 20% equity in that house, they're going to need $120,000 of equity. They're pretty close. But on a conventional loan, they can get lower rates right now. They can get on VA. And if they can save nearly 1% on 484, it's going to save them $400 every month. So if they save close to that, it'll be just under that. All right. If they save 0.75%, it's still going to be $300 every month in savings. The thing is, in the VA, there's not going to be lender fees, okay? You're not going to have those lender fees on the loan. So your rate, you're going to have a rate that's not as good as the conventional rate.
Yes, you'll have a better rate on conventional. It also gives you the option not to escrow, too.
Well, the thing on conventional is they might slide into having PMI. That depends on how much equity they have. They need to have 20% equity in their house to not have PMI, and they don't have 20% yet. So. So it's something they can look at. We can look at for you. Make sure you call us because we do have some of the, if not the lowest rates on your mortgage in the state of Texas. That goes for purchases, refinances. We want to be there for you day in, day out. People are talking because people are calling us like crazy. It is unprecedented what's going on. We're 30% above last month, and last month was the best month we had of all time. So
I know, it's crazy.
It is crazy. What's going on at TexasLending.com. But we appreciate it. We want to keep it going, and we want to keep helping save Texans money. Okay, Tress, do you have any more questions?
We do. We have more questions coming in, but it is time to go to a break.
Oh.
I know.
I'm assuming that you want me to go to a break then.
Well, it's not just me. The station does.
Oh.
Break 1-9.
All right.
Break 1-9.
We're going to break here at 8:15. Make sure you call TexasLunny.com right now, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLunny.com. And we are going to come back and answer more of your questions, and we got a bunch of them here on the TexasLunny.com Morgan Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLunny.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Tress Collins, inappropriate Uncle Bubba, answering your questions here. 972-387-4600. That's the text line. We want to answer your questions for you. I had a question, an update from somebody trying to get a loan done. They had their appraisal come in lower than when they had it appraised a year ago. And then they ended up getting an appraisal waiver. I don't know all the details of that whole situation. I'd like to know more about it. Happy to send me an email at kmiller@texaslending.com, kmiller@texaslending.com, so I can look into your situation. But the one thing about the mortgage industry is this. Back prior to the debacle in 2008, the financial debacle, mortgage lenders would be calling appraisers, loan officers would be asking for better loan amounts or appraisal values, and then they pass laws and lenders have no loan officers, brokers. They don't have any contact really with their appraisers. There's typically appraisal departments that contact them, and then the mortgage company can't really do anything other than just order it. And if there is a question on the consumer side, the consumer can contact the appraiser and maybe give a couple more comps that maybe the appraiser missed. Unfortunately, mortgage companies can't be involved in changing appraisal values, you know, and or having any input on them. So that's an unfortunate situation. But there are loan situations where loans can have appraisal waivers, and it all depends on the equity position. And those appraisal waivers are kicked out by a computer. The computer will say, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac will kick out information that says, oh, we are going to waive the requirement for appraisal. It might be because of the amount of equity in the home, because someone shows more assets and there's less risk. If someone shows, a very low debt-to-income ratio. There are a lot of different things that can impact proposed value of the home versus the proposed new loan amount can have a big impact on appraisal waiver. So that's addressing that situation. Tress, more questions?
We do. All right. My wife and I are planning on purchasing a house in early September, which isn't that far away. We have $70,000 saved. Should we pay off $20,000 in college tuition loans and $10,000 on a car loan before we purchase a house? Our credit scores are around 750.
Their scores are great, yeah. 750. Okay. So they're going to get a really good rate. They have $70,000 down payment. Depends on how much home that they want to buy, you know. The only reason that you need to pay off college tuition loans or a car loan is if you're trying to afford more house. Let's say you want to get a big house and your debt-to-income ratio is off. If your debt-to-income ratio doesn't get approved, then you're going to need to lower your monthly payments on other things. But if they have college tuition and car, and a lot of people do, then they might just qualify for the home they got with their down payment. You don't have to pay off anything. The computer models will say, here's what you're approved for. I would suggest this. I would suggest calling our office. We have a purchase team. They only do purchase loans. So when you call them, they're going to get you pre-approved for a loan amount. They'll say you're qualified for $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 with this $70,000 down payment. And typically what happens is we get you approved for a house, then you go out there looking for houses, and your eyes are bigger than your wallet a lot of times. And a lot of people want to max out that home value that they want to buy, and they want to get these homes with, you know, they want to get a really fancy home. And so that's good. People like nice things. The thing is, though, that sometimes that ends up stretching people's wallets. It's end up stretching their monthly budgets. And if you got into that situation where all of a sudden you want to have a $1.3 million home, then you know, you're going to have to start. Well, that's not going to work with a $70,000 down payment, first of all, for anybody right now. But I do want to say that that's the only situation where I think they had to pay off some of their student loans and or their car. Otherwise, just keep paying them monthly Or if you want to pay them now, you can pay them, you know, you can get rid of those payments, maybe put less down on a house. You know, so that $70K, hopefully it's not all your savings. Hopefully you're keeping 12 months of savings, 12 months of house payments in your bank account. And if you don't, what happens if you lose your job? What happens if you get sick? What happens if you hit by the truck? So you want to make sure that you have 12 months of living expenses so you can rearrange your life if you need to. If you put all your cash into your house, then something happens, then that cash is gone. You know, so make sure that you consider leaving 12 months of living expenses in your bank account and putting the minimal amount down. And if you can put $70,000 down and still have 12 months of living expenses available to yourself, then I think that's a okay plan.
Awesome. You ready for the next one?
Ready. Yes.
I'm ready.
Are you? Okay. You look ready.
I'm ready.
Got an FHA loan in 98 at 4.75%. In 2008, did a modification, but still no later missed payments. I owe $60,000, but still have almost 20 years because of the modification. Don't need cash out, but want to pay off sooner and at a lower rate. Is this possible? By the way, my mortgage holder doesn't have banks in Texas, so I was told they can't refinance me. I wanted to do a streamlined refinance.
So they have a $60,000 balance, it says they got a loan in 98. I don't know if FHA rates were at 4.75 in 1998, but that's neither here nor there. But they have a $60,000 that they owe on it. They can possibly do a streamline, but the thing is, on your loan amount, one of the things that has to happen is all the closing costs have to be rolled into the interest rate on a streamlined refinance. So they might want to look at some other options. They don't want cash out, but they can look at some other options there.
They could look at a 15-year.
Yeah. Yeah, they can look at a 15-year. They're going to drop their payment because they've been paying it says they got it in 2008. It says it in 98.
And then 2000.
Oh, they did a modification in 2008. I see. So they did a modification. Let's take a look at it. We want to take a look at it. They have this modification from 2008. Let's take a look. Have them call our office, 972-387-4600. I want to know what their payment is and what we could take their payment to. And if they want to pay it off sooner, they want to look at that 15-year mortgage. They want to look at lowering the term, maybe lowering the rate. We got to take a look and see what can get rolled into the interest rate, because on a streamline, we got to put in the lender fees, and you're going to put all the title fees, and you're going to put all this stuff into the loan amount for those streamlined refinances. So make sure they contact TexasLending.com. Make sure you call us at 972-387-4600. We'll take a look and see what we can do.
They're saying, yeah, they were at 4.75% because they had good credit.
Okay.
In 98, that was a good
But I just don't remember in 1998 rates being that low. I thought rates were up around 7.
I think that was when they got their modification. They had
2008, they got their modification.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I don't remember rates being that low.
And that was possible in 2008 to get, at the end of 2008, to get a rate that low. But I don't, in 1998, I just don't remember rates being
that low.
Rates were up at 7% in 19. No, I can tell you this. I got loans in the 90s, and I had one at 5.5, but mine was on a 5-1 arm. My first FHA loan that I got was on an arm. So anyway, just for all your knowledge out there, that's just a lot of history that's going to hurt your head. Make sure you call us about your home loan now, though. And that is 972-387-4600. Tress, what do you got?
All right. Curious to know how strict the approval has become with COVID-19. My wife and I are interested in home purchase, but we have several things going against us, so not even sure if it's possible. Our credit score range from 600 to 625, only $65,000 income, very little to put down, but both work in education and have heard there may be grants/down payment assistance programs available. My wife is terminally ill but still working, so time is not on our side. Looking for rural areas less than $175,000 home suggestions, the direction we should start. Yes. God bless and have a great weekend.
Well,
that's like USDA to me.
Yeah, there's a possible USDA opportunity. USDA in rural areas is a zero down home loan. There is no down payment. You possible to roll in your closing cost into the interest rate. Rates are pretty good on USDA. The one thing about He says little to put down. The USDA requirements are if you have 5% to put down, you have to do a 5% down conventional loan. Now, with a 600 score, you're not going to get a conventional loan. And so if it comes into USDA and that's the only thing you qualify for, that's great. You get that zero down. Down payment assistance programs are typically, some of them are geographical in nature, depending on where you are based on the county. Some of them are state down payment assistance programs. This person right here, I think one of the things to consider is what are the long-term prospects of owning a home? What are the long-term requirements out of pocket for cash if you do own a home? So versus renting a home, what are the long-term prospects there that they can consider? And from what I see in their text, I think they should be going down the USDA path, the zero down payment USDA loan. And what is a USDA loan? What is a VA loan? What's an FHA loan? What's a conventional loan? The difference in those loans is depending on who is insuring the loan upon default. If you default on a conventional loan and you don't put a large down payment down, you're typically paying an insurance to a private mortgage company, so they call private mortgage insurance. If you default on an FHA loan, the loan is insured by HUD. If you default on a VA, it is the VA, they insure the loan. And if you default on USDA, well, USDA, they grade stakes, but the USDA, they also have money set aside for people in rural areas that can't afford the down payments and may not have the same credit as everybody else because you can do those loans with credit scores of 600. And so the USDA loan is just a different insuring agency, and the credit guidelines and approval guidelines are similar to an FHA loan, except that the credit guidelines and the asset guidelines are different for USDA. There are asset requirements. You can't have a whole bunch of cash sitting there for a down payment and qualify for a conventional loan and then go, I want USDA. It's for people who truly can't afford it. That is a great opportunity for a lot of people. TexasLending.com does USDA loans. Make sure you call us today, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply on TexasLending.com. We'll see what we can do to help. We have all text lines available. Means if you all texted at one time, all your texts would come through. You wouldn't get shut down. 972-387-4600. Text us now. When we come back, Tress will ask your text questions, and we'll answer them here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show at 105.3 The Fan. Good morning again to everybody, and welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, where we are sharing with you the glory of home loans. And you can call TexasLending.com to a loan officer who is waiting to take your phone call with coffee in hand and a smile on the other side of the phone at 972-387-4600. And here to ask your questions for you with a smile through the airwaves is Tress Collins.
You said coffee. I was running late this morning. Didn't have a chance to get any coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank okay, so
is she hooked
I picked
what?
Coffee back up again.
Oh.
And
I'm picking one up now.
I think that there are coffee manufacturers who hate people. And because some of the coffee is just not good.
That's true. Not all coffees
are
created
equal. There is coffee
that's
just not good. And, you know, they have these buttons at our office where you can make it classic style, just past water, or you can make it chunky. You know what I mean? And so and our loan officers go in there and make a new pot, and they think that their little style is gonna benefit everyone else. So the chunky one is the worst, man. It's so awful.
Well,
and you know what's more
pour
awful?
Pour it in the bag.
When I get in there and it's 9:30 in the morning, I think, okay, all this coffee in this coffee room, it's all up to date. You know, it's
should be.
And then you go get it, and then you drink it, and it's cold. And it's
yesterday's coffee.
It's
yuck.
And it smells like someone put they put ashes in it from their cigarettes. And you're sitting there, and you're going, even if this was hot, how could this possibly be good? I think someone hates us. These coffee manufacturers sometimes they should just call it ha 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 coffee, like they're laughing at you while they're making it. All right, Tress.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay.
Inappropriate coffee talk.
Yes.
But is it really? Okay, here we go. Good morning. First-time home buyer, 780 credit score for me and 758 for my fiancé. Combined income is $136,000. What kind of options for loans and rates are available? How much mortgage can I afford? Thank you for your help. Love the show.
You know, that person's payment for them to easily qualify with their income is going to be somewhere around close to $4,000 a month. You can get a lot of house for that. Now, you can get a lot of taxes for that, too.
Yeah.
Because right now, the property taxes on homes are more than the interest you're paying on the mortgage. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be in a situation with $4,000 a month of payment. You can probably get yourself some $600,000 loan or more. So conventional loans are going to stop around $510,000. That's where you can still find a rate in the twos for a 30-year fixed. If you can get yourself into a mortgage of $500,000 and have a down payment to get you there so you have equity in your home, you're going to be a pretty happy camper having a 2%, 2 to 3% interest rate. Let's call it 2.5% to 3% interest rate. Okay, I'm going to be closer. 30 years is going to be somewhere between 2 and 3 quarters and 3% on a 30-year purchase with the right down payment equity situation. So it depends if they're going to have closing costs and such. If they want to roll those closing costs into the mortgage, they're probably going to have a rate in the low threes. Okay, so you can probably get a loan without closing costs on a $500,000 loan with the rates in the low threes on a $500,000 loan.
Yep.
So somewhere between 2 3/4 to rates in the low threes. That's up to you. You, the consumer, are going to pick whether you want to have closing costs with a lower rate or zero closing costs with a higher rate. Okay, so this person is going to qualify for a lot of house. And so to find out just how much house that they can qualify for, I just want to say this. Be very careful, because I was reading in the news again, and we see it all the time. There are builders who do not show you when they're qualifying you for their home they're building. They're not showing you what the tax price is going to be once they get taxed. Vacant land is taxed much differently than land that has a home on it. And so when you go to get approved with a builder's lender, they, a lot of times, don't show you that the taxes are going to be $1,000 a month. And so you go get a pre-approved for a mortgage at taxes at $100 a month. And then 3 months into your mortgage, you get a bill that says you owe us $3,000 to bring the taxes up to speed, and your payments can be $1,000 higher. Usually, I saw something on the news.
It's usually a lot longer than that.
You might have a whole year on there. You owe us $12,000.
How about a year and a half? I have a guy that was a year and a half.
Yeah. And so listen, you might think, wow, this is the greatest thing ever. Just be prepared that if it doesn't look right, just know that those taxes on those properties are taxed in the appraised value of the property, not the loan amount.
And our underwriters here have a formula for figuring out what the tax is on a new build. And they always have the right amount in there.
And we're gonna put that on there because we live in Texas. We want to take care of Texans. We do a lot of loans at TexasLending.com, and we want to make sure that you come back to us for your next loan. We want to make sure you're seeing the right real number. And so some companies will undercut you when they're quoting you a mortgage, only knowing that you don't have a property yet, so they can tell you whatever rate they want to tell you. Mm-hmm. And then once you actually do get a property, then they're going to quote you the rate that they can lock it at. So just be prepared in your pre-approval. We're going to tell you where the rates are now. We're going to show you what your tax value, the tax price is going to be. You can get a real quote, and it's free. Your call, other than the cost for what your cell phone company is going to charge you, is free. And then we don't charge you anything to get you fully pre-approved. We're going to look at your W-2s, your tax returns. We're going to look at your assets. We're going to look at your credit. Tell you this is how much you qualify for. We're going to get you a pre-approval letter for that loan amount. And then that's based on today's rates. If they move, obviously, things can change. But then you're fully ready to go. And it's free. And you only pay money for an appraisal, and that appraisal money is paid once you get a contract on a home, okay? But we don't charge you anything out of pocket other than the price of your appraisal prior to you closing on a home loan. So that's good, because all it's going to be is just here's the facts, and we're going to share those with you. So get in touch with us today, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. They're going to afford a lot of house, I'm going to tell you that now. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Tress.
All right. Wanting to know if it's worth refinancing from a 30-year to a 15-year conventional loan. Just bought our home 1 year ago. Home value is approximately $650. We owe approximately $380. Our interest rate is 4% on a conventional loan. My wife's credit score was 780 and mine was 820 when we purchased the home a year ago, with no changes other than the home purchase, so assuming they should still be high.
So, Bubba, they have a home that's worth $650 and they only owe $380.
Yep.
So they have nearly 40% equity in the house, right? So once you have 40% equity in the house, that's a good thing. Because if you have less than 40% equity, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they pass along charges to mortgage companies that can make your rate higher. This person has such equity in their house and such great credit scores that if they went to a 15-year, they're probably looking at a rate somewhere between 2.25% to 2.5%, depending on their choice of how they want to put the closing cost into the loan.
Right.
If they want to have some closing costs on that thing, and they want to get the lowest rate possible over the next 15 years, they could probably get a rate as low as 2.25%. If they don't want to have closing costs, or they don't want to pay any points into that, and they want to maybe eat some closing costs, it's maybe closer to 2.5%.
Just a story about this very exact same point this week. I quoted a lady. She wanted the 2.25%. She had a $370,000 loan amount. So I said, well, that's going to cost you a point. Plus, she had an escrow waiver. She didn't escrow taxes.
That would still get their APR below 3.55.
Right. I know. But so the close.
Or 2.55.
That 1.25 points was costing $4,000-something. But then when I said, well, here, you can take this rate.
Without closing costs.
Without the point, and actually paid a quarter back towards your cost. The payment was $20 more than the 2.25%.
Yeah.
It was just $20 more, and, of course, their loan amount's $5,000 less.
Because they're not going to have all the closing costs.
Because they're not going to have the points that they paid on such a large loan.
Here's what I want to say to this person. They're at 4% right now.
Yeah. Jeez.
And a $380,000 loan, if you save 1%, you're going to save over $300 every month, this person. If they save 1.5%, get that to 2.5%, they're going to save $450 every month in interest. That nearly pays your taxes on the dang place. You know?
Pays a good portion of them.
Yeah, so $450 a month for everyone at home is over $5,000 a year in take-home money. So does it make sense to refinance? Yes, it makes a lot of sense for you to refinance. The question is, can you afford the payment out of 15 years, because you're going to have to pay the principal off in half the time. But your interest at 1.5% lower on their situation is going to be a great thing for them. So,
the chances that they get an appraisal waiver are very good.
Yes, because they have so much equity in the home, they can probably get an appraisal waiver.
Yes.
972-387-4600. Call our office now. If you want to wait for inappropriate Uncle Bubba, you can call him after the show. if you want to get in his voicemail right now, call our office and ask for Gary Alexander. Gary Alexander is the stage name of Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. You can call our office right now and ask for Gary Alexander, and they will pass you into his phone message machine.
Phone jail.
And so he can help you out after the show. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Trust, we have to go to a break yet.
We do.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Get your text in. We will ask them and answer them when we come back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller, Tress Collins, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, answering your questions about home loans. And next, you're going to be listening about automobiles and leasing them. So stay tuned for David Blassengame and his crew. Hey, Tress, what is going on with you here in the question answering booth?
Well, we have more questions.
Okay. Are you going to ask them for us?
If you'd like. Would you like that?
I would like that. And then we have about 7 minutes left in the show, so
we're
going to try to get these as fast as possible. If you have a question you want to get in, 972-387-4600. Okay.
Get them in now. Do not wait until 8:56, or we will probably not get to your question. Okay, here we go. Home is valued at $220,000. I owe $142,497. Total payment is $890. Interest rate is 4%. Credit score is 800. Would it be worth it to refinance?
So $142,000, they're currently at 4. If they want to go to a 15-year, we talked to a person in their last text, and they had a $380,000 loan. This is a $142,000 loan. The rate's not going to be quite as low. They don't have quite as much. They have some equity in that, so they can get a pretty good deal. The question is, do they want to have a higher payment and pay it off faster? Because they can probably get to a 15-year here. With a $142,000 loan amount, if they save 1% on their interest rate, whether it's a 15-year or a 30, the amount you save every month is dependent on what your current rate is and what your new rate is. That'll tell you how much interest you're going to save. how much your payment's going to be different is depending on whether you go to a 15-year or 30-year. Because, one, the principal payment's higher. But the amount of interest you save is going to be the same whether you go to a 15-year or 20-year. Or the amount of money you save monthly in interest is the same regardless of the loan term. So if they go from 4 to 3 in a 15-year or 4 to 3 in a 30-year, they're going to save about $100 to $115 a month in interest. The question is $115 a month in interest going to be worth it to you to roll closing costs into a mortgage? If that's worth it to you, then yes, it's worth refinancing. Whether you want to go to a 15-year or a 30-year is going to be dependent. And with their 800 credit score, they're going to get a great deal. With their equity they have in their home, they're going to get a great deal. So they're going to get the best possible interest rate scenario for them. Call us to find out what the interest rate can be. And look at look at a 25-year. That might be a great opportunity for them. Look at a 20-year. Look at a 15-year. Take a look at all three. It's all free quoting. We'll show you what your payment options are, what your closing cost options are. You can make a decision if it's worth it to you. Please go online and apply at TexasLending.com or give us a call. Tress.
All right. Coming out of a construction loan that converted to an ARM, want to refinance into a conventional 30-year, balance is $912,000, appraisal is at 1.2. 780-plus score, need to be able to roll an escrow/tax setup amount. What are jumbo rates looking like?
So here's the problem. When the COVID hit, not only did it knock out some of the businesses, it knocked out a lot of jumbo loans. As a matter of fact, I would say knocked out 95% of the jumbo market, such that there are no secondary outlets for anyone to sell jumbo loans. The only way a jumbo loan will be done is for a bank to portfolio the loan. There is no secondary market to sell them. For there to be a secondary market, there has to be financial institutions, typically in Wall Street, that will back those loans. Because there's businesses going out of business, business owners going, there's less people buying the jumbo mortgage, so there's less buyers. So a bank doesn't want to get stuck with a jumbo mortgage and try to sell it, okay? And they also don't want to be stuck with people losing those houses. So the banks are the ones that can do these. We're talking to a bank friend the other day. Actually called me and said, hey, what can you guys do on a jumbo? Our bank is requiring 30% down. I said, well, that's the best deal in town. Because yeah. No one else is doing them. He said, really? I said, yeah, there's no outlet for us.
Market.
Even if TexasLending.com went out in the street and said, we will take all the risk on these, there's no one that's securitizing these. They have to be securitized in some way and fashion. A bank can do a certain amount of their overall capital towards jumbo loans. That's just where you're going to have to go. If they want to know specifically who to call, have them email me at kmiller@texaslending.com. That's K as in Kevin. kmiller@texaslending.com. And I will let you know a couple banks to call to look at the best jumbo deal. You might need more equity. They only have a couple $100,000 equity in that thing. They're going to need at least 30% of equity. Okay.
We have time for one more?
Yes.
All right. Hey, guys. I'm a longtime listener. My credit score is about 740. I'm in the process of getting a home equity line of credit, and I'm at a standstill because I can't prove I'm not the owner of some properties in my father's name. We have the same name. Can you please let me know what it is that I need to do to complete the loan? I'd like to take advantage of the low rates while I still have a chance.
They have the same name. And there's properties showing up in this person's name. And so what happens is the underwriter, they do a background check and they say, wait a minute, there's a bunch of properties with your name on it. How do you prove that you don't own those? That's a great question. You might need to, I don't know.
You have to have documentation from your father that he owns that property.
Yeah, so you're going to have documentation. Maybe document that your father has the same name. You're going to have to get documentation.
There's no way around it.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Got the tattoo.
Lots of pain and nails.
Suffering.
Yeah, pain and suffering. So.
So get with your dad, yeah?
Yeah, you're going to have to sit down and figure out how to get that thing done. And I'm going to tell you again, that person might have to sit down with a local bank.
Well, he said he's in line with the HELOC doing it.
I know. If they're doing a home equity line of credit, they're going to have to sit down in front of them and say, this is my dad. This is my dad's thing.
This is his property.
This is what he owns. You know. So hopefully there's a junior and senior on those signatures. And if not, then, maybe your dad's going to have to go on the loan with you. I don't know.
There's that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's going to work out either. So we have run out of time, Tress.
We have.
Well, once again.
So that's how fast an hour goes for everyone that's counting. And you're going to have to now count 7 days before you hear us again.
We'll be here next
weekend. It's going to be 6 days and 24 hours.
July 4th. We'll be here.
Call us online. Call us at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Go online, TexasLending.com. Yes, it will be the 4th of July, so have a bang-up week, guys, and we'll see you next week. Next week right here on 105.3 The Fan. See you, everyone.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.